no matter the possibility. But again, one want to say compliments to the institutions, because we'll be always saying compliments up until after you. Why I'm saying that? Because some of you we met already, but some of you, it was first time to meet in this season. And I'm very much happy that at least most of the members are here who are participating in this select committee, so that we can chart our way forward, correct? So, and colleagues, I promise you, it should depend on us. Our meeting won't be long. It should be. It's going to be the very shortest meeting ever we had. But I request you, maybe, to assist, because we wanted you to make a bill up. Shortly, I wanted you to say that this meeting, I'll take it as a bill up of our threat plan meeting, which is coming very soon. The agenda of today is consideration of the committee program. I believe all of you do have program. This program is for very, very short, for this period from the beginning of the year up until now. And by saying that, I think it will form part of our guiding approach for today. And without wasting any time, what I would suggest then for the agenda of today, massive agenda, which is going to guide us very short, but already it's a consideration of a program. But I would request that maybe if we can have some stuff in this program of today, like to bring forward to the members that they mustn't be surprised, the man next to me, and also to update the committee formally what is happening. I think that it must form part of this agenda of today, like choosing the secretary of the committee from now onwards. And then another sub, Roman Pika 2, is about the strike planning on the 22nd and 24th. And then the third one is about tools which are going to use, which are going to form part of our strategy. And then maybe to identify a few things also, the Roman figure 4 is possible. About some of the programs which were there, which need maybe to request the departments to make a follow up on that, or to update us about the development. And as do you follow, colleagues? Then can we start then by introducing, or do we have anything maybe which you can add in this Roman figure if we just bring it up indicated to you? Anything to add? Or we continue? Okay, fine. Colleagues, as you know very well, that in our committee we have been assisted by our colleagues, including Adam, for a long time, since we started last year. And our colleague, Claudine, we need to thank her, because most of the time she was acting. She was not a full-time secretary of the committee. She was acting, but what is very much important, which we must indicate to her, is that everything was superb. She assisted us very well. We never had any problem. So I think we need to, all of us, to thank her about her contribution towards this committee. Because when we started last year, we were like toddlers. Most of us were new in this committee. But we were able to much forward with your contribution, with your assistance in the community. I'd like us maybe to give a round of applause. Thank you, Claude. At the same time, I will request you to avail yourself to assist the new secretary. With us, from now onwards, the secretary of the committee is Mr. Mzwakali Masimonge. Yes, Mr. Mzwakali Masimonge. Mzwakali Masimonge is our new secretary. Sorry? Masimonge, yes. Masimonge. Thanks. Oh, thanks. Oh, Masibongi. That's the first name.
Yeah.
The surname is Mzwakali. Oh, thanks. His surname is Mzwakali. His name is Masibongi. So this is our new secretary in the committee. And so now, and Mzwakali, this is our committee. And I'll be very much grateful that each and every member, if he comes around, if you want any help. Because sometimes there is a wrong perception, as if a secretary is assisting in the committee, it's only available for the chairperson. No, for members as well. If you need any help, he is there for us. Let us also give him a round. I think we are finished with Roman figure 1. Roman figure 2. Colleagues, with us, who are having this document, of which was our guiding document for this first month, but it ends somewhere, it's not a long one. Therefore, I think it is proper, our approach, what we have done today, to call you once more, so that you can take anybody and on board on what is happening. Number one, there is a proposal that from the 24th to the 22nd, next week to the 24th, we must have a strat plan meeting. Therefore, we thought that it's much proper for us to bring this idea to our attention. The reason is being that on the 22nd, which is the constituency day, we are fully aware that Monday is the constituency day. And that day belongs to the constituents, nothing else. But as a committee, we felt very strongly that we bring you, to bring this metaphor so that we can request the members to be able maybe also to request from the various political organizations that we beg that we must be given that day, only to sacrifice that money on the 22nd, so that we can be able to go in our threat plan. The reason why we propose maybe 2 days before our threat plan. Number one, we wanted to make sure that maybe our committee has enough chance for the whole day or so, so that we can also allow the other selection committee also to have their strengthened, because we are sharing members, so that we make it easy for all of us if we bring this joint strength plan. But it will start with the public services, select committee on public services strength plan, and then the following day also go to another committee as well. But we are appealing to the members that we requested. We said we must bring to your attention as well, because we didn't want you to take with some rights. We know very well that some members, it's very difficult for them on Monday. I don't know whether can we share some views about this. That is the reason then we thought that it's very much important to have that first plan. Why we thought about the strike plan, there are a lot of developments of which I'll come in Roman figure 3. What are we expected to do or to end, to come up? Okay, can I have the views of the members about the proposal of the money? Mr. Feldman.
Chair, just a case of interest. Tentatively, how the legislative planned, we will confirm today, the opening of our legislative on the 22nd.
Okay. Yes, thank you. I just want to know, the 22nd, at what time are we going to start? And is that then, will it also be an in Gordon's body? Where are we going? Where are we going to have this meeting? Because we've got already invitation from the 22nd up to the 24th from public enterprises that we will have a 2-day or 3-day meeting in Gordon's body.
Okay. Thank all right. So, what am I, honourable member, what am I going to do? Because they are here, I think there was a mistake somewhere which we're supposed to correct it now. The reason is that jointly, myself and the chairperson of the Select Committee on Public Service, of the very same Select Committee, we sat down and we came up with an amicable solution to approach this matter. Because this year is going to be very busy, very, very busy. If we lose this opportunity, I think it will be difficult for us. Let me give it to them so that they can clarify it. Loni, you wanted to clarify it?
We extend that, saying that each committee oversees 3 departments, so it's not going to be easy for us to deal with each committee in 1 day and be done. So, Claudine and I, together with the session manager, Vanelle, decided that we request for a constituency day on Monday for members to arrive on Sunday late so that we start as early as possible on Monday for the public services to deal with the stress then on Monday for the three departments. And the second day will be on Tuesday, where it's going to be the labor and public enterprises. The third day, we kept it aside for us because we know that where it's going to be too congested. So the third day, we're going to iron out where we think we have fallen short for each department, for each committee. So we are requesting members to please bear with us and come on Sunday late. And we are going to request members to give us the time, if they allow us to do so, the time, what time are they going to arrive so that we arrange some photo persons from the airport on Sunday late and go to Villa Baya for us to start as early as possible on Monday.
All right. So I think that is clear. The only challenge which we can face with was that one of Mr. Feldman, of which we can check around, because another thing, Mr. Honourable Member Feldman, I think we've done our research first to check the provinces when are going to have their opening. We were not aware that there's anything on Monday which we want to, I mean, wouldn't make any mistake about any contradiction. But I think it's for us to make a follow-up to check. Because we made the research. So, is there anybody on the subject or we continue? Is it taken, a colleague, that you come back on Sunday? Mr. Feldman?
Yes. Logistics. Accommodation is included.
Yes. Yeah. To me, I'm just sharing. I think everything will be covered. But Mr. Feldman reminded me something. Secretary, so I wanted to request something as well. I was informed that we are making a mistake since we started last year. Mr. Feldman is not an alternate member. He's a full-time in this committee. I think that one must be corrected. When I say something.
There was something that came to us, I think it was October, November, to say it came from full time members when it was all set up.
Okay. You know what am I going to request? Let us not debate it. What am I going to request, Mama? Let's say when we finish the meeting, we request Mr. Feldman so that he meets some of our staff members. And then we sort out the problem because he is very much concerned about what is happening. And then we know that when there's sometimes some of the parties, they just send whatever changes without maybe informing that particular person so that we can rectify it. If it is a problem from the party side, we'll rectify it. If it's a problem from our side, we'll also be in a position to rectify it. Yes. Mama?
Thank you. I think what should happen is Mr. Zellman has not go to the chief whip's office. And he must go to the chief whip's office and rectify this matter. So, yeah, yourself. Because definitely we must know who's the permanent member here from Gauteng. But the staff doesn't know anything about it. The chief whip's office is the one.
Okay, thanks, Mama, to guide us in that regard. All right, colleagues, what am I going to request that we continue to Roman Figure 3? Roman Figure 3, I brought it purposely so for us maybe to about the tools which are some of the tools which we're supposed to use to guide us and to appeal, to request the members that please read some of these documents. Among of the tools which we're supposed to use is January 8th statement of the president, as well as January 11th, because it's not so much different from each other. In particular, January 11th, the FONA. And again, we must also request the strat plan of the department. But I wanted to highlight something in that regard as well. You see, I've got a concern. My concern is that we as members, we must safeguard that at the end, sometimes what normally used to happen, our strat plan, our program of action, is being narrowed, and at the end we find ourselves adopting the strat plan of the department while we are supposed to guide. I don't know whether to get that point. As a committee, we are the ones who are oversighting the department. Therefore, my emphasis is that with people, what I'm requesting, I request the full participation during the strat plan so that we avoid those things, because we maybe ended up doing the things which are supposed to be done by the department instead of us trusting the plan which is suitable for us to be able to enable us to oversight the department. So that is my comment on that one. I don't know whether there's anything which I left some of this. Honorable Kemba.
Thank you, Chairperson. Maybe I don't get you clear that we sometimes adopt the strike plan of the department instead of oversighting.
Let me clarify it, ma'am, as well. Mommy, what I have said, I'm requesting members to read some of these documents, the tools, so that we avoid a situation whereby maybe we end up not trusting our own view how to do an oversight on the department, but end up adopting the strategy of the department as it is. Of course, we are going to call the department to give us what is there in terms of their strategy. That is the thing, the motivation which I was trying to articulate within you. I don't know whether it's clear, Mr. Mleza.
Let me also join you in saying compliments of the president to those we have met up till now.
Chairperson,
I understand you very well. That what you actually say is we should avoid a situation where it is the department which is actually prescribing to us as to what is it that we should be doing when we are oversighting them, where we see ourselves following behind. That's what exactly we are saying. So we should be able, through this exercise, to say what is it that we are going to do, as instead of guided by the truth that you have mentioned. I fully agree with you. But now I have another question, not directly to you, but to the Where is the portfolio committee sitting? For instance, you are talking three departments, which means we are talking three portfolio committees. How do they sit? Maybe I'm overlapping to logistics part of things, where one would think that there would be a representation if then the material conditions financially do not allow that we invite the full portfolio committee, which I understand may not be possible, but one would think that you would, Chairperson, at least have, say, two or so from each of the portfolio committees of the department, so that, as you are saying, we don't see a situation where our thinking as the select committee on public service is sometimes contradicting with the thinking of the portfolio committee on human settlement, for instance. I'm just thinking aloud, Chairperson. Otherwise, the approach that you're coming up with, I'm very happy. I am not sure, Chairperson, whether the arrangement of the program, including the content part of it. I'm not interested on the administration part of it, but on the content part of the strike plan itself, you have a corp working in and around it so that when we get in there, we are able to be guided. Of course, I know that we have got different views and feelings, imaginations, and whatever around the documents that you have raised. But the bottom line being that particularly the January 11th one forms the basis, as you say, because the President has outlined some kind of issues there, which we have a responsibility as the Select Committee to see to it that these that have been pronounced are actually implemented. Thanks, Chair President.
Okay, that is Honorable Nguyen. Can I get other colleagues before we continue? Honorable Member, I'll start this item next before the other
country. Yeah, Chair, according to my little understanding, this strategic planning, it is what we are going to plan for the current year in moving forward. I think there is a void that we are missing, because we don't say what have we done last year, what has been our weaknesses and the strength, so that if we plan for this year, we are able to correct the challenges that confronted this committee last year in going forward. So I think I don't see us featuring that in our tools, because I think it would be important that we review what we did last year so that we should be able to plan well for this year, having considered our weaknesses.
I have noted you, Chair. Your capacity is not good. Honourable Member.
Chair, just one thing. I know we'll go in for the 3 days and discuss the plan, okay? But I think most of the time was wasted, or a lot of time was wasted with the presentation of the department. Remember, a few times they weren't prepared, and then they come with 20 people. But at the end of the of the meeting, there was nothing constructive. I think on the trade planning workshop, I think we can go deeper into that. But I think the approach which the departments must take towards us, there must be a clear message to them before they come to us. Thank you.
Okay. Honourable Member.
Thank you, Honourable Chair. Yeah, I think most of the members touch on everything I want to say. And the first thing for me is we must look into our budget. Because if the budget is not doing in the right way, you will always have a problem. And we get these lot of people who are sitting here coming from all over and they are not preparing, and that is a waste of money because they must be accommodated in hotels in huge costs. Many of them, if they come from Pretoria and all over the country, to come and do voorleggings. What's the word I'm looking for? Presentations to us. So I think in the first place we must look into the budget. And then when we are sitting and do some preparing around our for the year, what we are going to do, we must be realistic. So it does not help. We sit and said we are going on oversight visits. And at the end of the day, when the date is there, there's a lack of money. Or we can't go and see what is going on. So if we put it on paper, we must deliver on it, on that specific date and time. Otherwise, that's a waste of money. That is why we are going out and do these preparations for our program for the year. Thank you.
Thank you. Honourable Member, Mama Matisha, do you have something? Mama, do you have something? Honourable Mlenzana?
I have a proposal. I haven't listened to other honourable members in putting into this. It goes back to what I was saying, that we are going to see ourselves now going to getting into the content part. And I asked the question as to do we have a court dealing with that. But now, I'm not asking that proposal. But we allow the secretary and your facts, when I'm saying your facts, the two to look at the content part of the strike plan and the book, taking in the copy, particularly what the honourable member has said. And then we have 30 minutes on Sunday when we ask, wherein the secretary will be taking to us a program so that when we get in the following day, Monday, we are not shocked and we don't have to query the program and begin to see gaps, as Honorable Member would say. If there would be such gaps, we would be able to identify all such and make inputs Sunday evening so that it is fine before we meet the departmental officials and whoever would be our invitee. It's my suggestion, Chair, because I can feel that if we're going to begin to deal with the content of the strike plan program now, it may take us a while.
Right, I'll try to summarize something. Yes, Honorable Member, Mr. Mlenzana, and we meet with other citizens as well in terms of our planning. But another thing which I'd like to clarify, we are a select committee. I think select committee also, the reason why we decided to have a strike plan is that by law we're supposed to have our own plan. We decide the plan which will come up from the portfolio committee as well. Because there are two houses, of which the first one is the National Assembly and the other one is the National Council of Provinces. They're supposed to have their plan and we're supposed to have our plan. And then again, there are things which are raised by you, Chief, my whip, about the issue of our weaknesses and the achievements. I think you are correct. That's why I was talking about romantic. I'll put an example. I think, again, we ought to request the department to tell us about the development. I'll make an example. You still remember when we visit Jobek, with the select commission, MTN, they talk about jobs, 400-something jobs. And I believe each and every department, they do have something. And we can request them to guide us, vice versa, in terms of the issue which was raised by the president about the issue of 500 jobs. I'll put an example. How do you say if one entity promised the very same number which was raised by the president? Do you still remember in MTN? Yes. I think we are on the right track. That these are some of the our approach in this regard about the in terms of our track plan, that we evaluate ourselves and check the assessment, the achievements and the weaknesses, but in particular from the department as well, because there are a lot of commitments from each and every department or entity we came here. We must be able to evaluate them, how far are they, whatever. Colleagues, I think we're nearly about to finish it. There was a thing which was proposed by Mr. Mlenzan. I think Honorable Member Mlenzan, you are right. But another thing which will guide us, in terms of any, number one, the thing which we have done already to request a party about the issue of money. If we all agree, I think we are very much happy about that. If we all agree. Before we touch the issue of Sunday, because the issue of Sunday, we are going to be guided about the traveling from the very province, because we are not from the same province. Other provinces are very difficult, maybe to come earlier, because of the issue of connection flights. Some, it's okay, but we look on the issue which we have proposed. We look upon that issue. But in short, I think we agreed, number one, we agreed about our approach that on the 22nd to the 24th, our trust plan is continuing. That is my understanding. We agreed, isn't it? Agreed?
Yes.
Okay, fine. Secondly, we agreed that Monday, as our constituency day is taken, we all agree. And then also, about our approach as well, I think, in short, we come to an end of our. Oh, you wanted to say something now? Before I do.
Even though there's a problem, but let's try to meet on Sunday before we go off. say how to do it, so that we know the documents, we can go through them before we start commanding.
Look about it. Anybody who also was in.
And one other thing, I see here on the 23rd of March, there's a budget for Department of Public Works, and by then will be in Limpopo. I don't understand how we're going to be touch on this. The last page 2. We're taking Parliament to people from the 22nd to the 26th, if I'm not mistaken. And this is the 23rd, when we are already in the voting.
Okay, Mama, I'm going to clarify. Mama.
Well, I wanted to say I think there's a mistake that the secretary corrected because definitely you can't do the budget vote while you are in the vote.
Yeah. I think, Mama, do you want to correct something? Yes, clarify. I don't know, so that we can take everybody on board. Maybe we can fight it.
We are still going to take on the March. We will make that to be the 9th of March, not the 16th.
Okay.
And then the following one should be the 16th of March. So the 23rd will fall in the period that you follow the 16th of March.
22nd to the
20th
of March. Taking Parliament to the people there. Okay, fine. So, are you covered, ma'am?
Yes,
okay, fine. So, colleagues, another thing which we would like to request before I can turn it over to this another select committee. Honorable members, I think we, from our side of our public, I mean, select committee of public, I think we are covered with everything. But we suggested that we must utilize this chance that we give Mam Temba, which is the committee, a chance, maybe to say something on us so that we can be able, that tomorrow we'll be able maybe to do something else. Because also we felt very strongly that to us, sometimes we're going to be able to bring maybe similar meeting for tomorrow, which is going to be shorter, while we had a chance maybe to deal with some of these matters today. Can I hand it over to Mama?
Not before. Can I ask a question? If you look at the draft program, it goes up to March. Is it deliberate and as such, would you make sure that when we get into the threat plan, we have a fully fledged program where we'll be discussing it, informed by the full program from the chief of staff? Just on that.
No, sorry, to me. Sorry, Mama. Yes, thanks. Excuse me. Let me clarify something, colleagues. Let us not panic about this program which we do have in our hands, because we are still going to the draft plan. It is subject for any amendment, whatever, because we are still going to redo a program in a draft plan. I think everybody will be taken on board in that regard. Is it clear, colleagues? Because we are still going to because if the type of work which we are doing, you can't just work without a plan. It was done for that. But it is subject for any amendment covered on that one. Fine. By week.
Yeah. We have said we are in agreement with all the is it final or do you still going to, are you still going to consult with powers that be to approve this final agreement?
No. Let me come up with something. What we have done already, we are advanced. We have requested different relevant people in that regard, but we thought that it is very much proper to consult you as well, instead of taking you with surprise. We have tried. You are on already. We are busy something in terms of consultation with the relevant stakeholders about that matter. I think we are going to recover it. Thank you. Let me hand it over to Umama Uthema. Thank you very much, honorable members and colleagues.
Good morning once again. I think I saw you outside.